everybody. This is Fatma Hassan, and welcome to Off Script, where we speak about people taking creative risks and following their passion. Today, we have Professor Abhishek Nair, a theater professor here at AUS, an accomplished actor who's worked in New York, London, and Dubai, and also an AUS alumnus. So, hi, Professor. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, I didn't think I had much of a choice, but here I am. Well, it's a pleasure, yes.
So let's start at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. How did someone studying business administration end up in theater?
That's a good question. How? A couple of reasons. I had the fortune of being kind of roped into this. As some of you may or may not know, the performing arts program at AUS, they host a production every single semester. And the actors, the crew members, everything, it's we pull from the student body, so it doesn't matter whether you've got experience or not. You just audition, and then you end up being part of a particular course. And I had no idea that this was even a thing when I first joined the US. So one of my really good friends, she tried to like convince me to do that because she was going to be part of the backstage crew. And she said, oh, come, it's going to be so much fun. And I was like, oh, nah, I don't want to like stay on campus till like 7 or 8 p.m., like not trying to do that. But she kind of like strong-armed me into doing that. And I ended up reading for a couple of the roles because some of the actors had dropped out because they probably didn't get the roles that they wanted. And yeah, I fell in love with it. I absolutely fell in love with it.
So studying business, was acting always at the back of your mind, or did it sort of like come as a surprise to you?
It wasn't always at the back of my mind. I'd done it before in very amateur settings, like in school and whatnot. And I did have a good time. It was enjoyable. But I had no concept of it being a career. So I just kind of stumbled into it, really. And then I found out how much I loved doing that. And I realized I didn't want to work as an investment banker or something like that, because that's what I was initially going to do. And I was like, there's no way I'd be able to do that. Because I undertook an internship. And I mean, what it did was it told me, okay, great, you don't like this at all. Why would you want to keep doing this? Later on, I made the decision to just completely give up on the economics and the business administration. And then I went to grad school for acting.
So how did you make that transition? Like, where did you decide to study acting?
Where? As in, like, what institution? What
yes.
university? I studied at the Mason Gross School of the Arts. It's part of Rutgers University in New Jersey. I didn't even know you could go to university for this. I didn't know you could study this. You know what I mean? I thought people who did this kind of thing just did this kind of thing without any kind of formalized or institutionalized training. Institutionalized training sounds like something sounds like some prison thing. But yeah, I had no idea. Professor Tassa actually is the one who planted that seed in my head, if I'm being absolutely honest. He said, you're good at this. Would you ever consider doing this for a living? Or would you consider going to school for this? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, going to school to like get a degree. I was like, you can get a degree in this? He said, yeah, you can. And then I had no idea. So he sat down with me and drew up a list of universities. He said, these are really good universities. They have really good acting programs. Mason Gross was one of them. And then I auditioned for them. I went through the whole process and I realized it was a great fit for me. So that's where I studied.
Okay, and so after working in so many different environments, what brought you back to AUS as a professor? And how has teaching here changed or affected your relationship with theater?
That's a great question. So it's been really important and like really valuable for me. Because you don't know how well you know something up until you gotta explain that to someone else, you know? And particularly the environment here, because we're not a conservatory. The students in our classes aren't here to just, they're not getting a degree in acting, right? They're engineers and like marketing students or journalists.
Yeah.
And so the primary focus isn't that. And so you're dealing or you're working with a lot of students who are approaching this with fear, with nervousness, or, you know, the hopes that they'll get an easy A, which it's not.
Please, not true, guys.
Everyone listening, this is not an easy A. So if you're trying to pick up any of the performing arts program courses because you think it's going to be an easy A, let this be a fair warning. They're not easy A's. You got to work.
I vouch for that.
Yes. So, yeah. So, you know, so there's a certain sensibility and sensitivity with which you got to approach these kinds of things, and you got to approach them at the fundamental level. And that's been really, really good for me, because it's good to remind ourselves of that kind of thing, you know, of the fundamentals, no matter what, you know, discipline we follow. And why Dubai, why AUS, why the United Arab Emirates? I thought I needed to be near like family and like friends for at least a little bit, which is why I came here.
Okay, and I hear this is your final semester.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about leaving AUS?
I mean, it's bittersweet for sure. I mean, because I was here as a student and now as a member of the faculty, it's so odd because I'm on the other side of the table.
Yep, that's totally understandable. And I guess, finally, what advice would you give to someone who's afraid to pursue their passion like you did?
Wait, are you telling me I was afraid to pursue my passion?
Were you not?
I answered the question. I was just pulling your leg. Do it. I pursue it, like, really.
I'm
aware that that can be difficult in certain instances where maybe the access isn't there. Maybe the opportunity doesn't really present itself. Maybe there's some kind of resistance or opposition to it from within the family or like your culture or like your society or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, and that's a very difficult place to be in, and knowing how to navigate that is tough. Because it was similar for me too. But that being said, find a middle ground. Maybe there's some sort of intersectional course or like a study where you can blend theater with something that you're already doing, but come what may, you know, you don't want to then end up looking back when you're older and thinking, oh, I should have done that, I should try that, because that's not a good feeling to have. Yeah. It's also one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm about to do in terms of packing up and like leaving, because I don't want to down the road think, oh man, I should have done that when I had the chance to do it, because that stays with you, that really stays with you. So find a version of following and pursuing your passions and your dreams that works for you, no matter what that looks like, you know, because it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Professor. Mm-hmm. And thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Fatma Hassan on Off Script.